Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Welcome back to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo. Today, I welcome Jana, where we're going to be talking about neuroscience, brain health, self-confidence, and I'm sure many, many more subjects. So Jana is an elite neuroencoding specialist, like myself, as part of a community where we've met, and a brain health trainer as well, using neuroscience to help people achieve lasting change. She has two specialities: parents and teachers with kids with ADD, and 40 plus year old high achievers who want to improve health, mental sharpness, prevent memory loss, and want to contribute for better to the world. So Jana, great to have you on the show today. Pleasure that we can make this happen. And yeah, always love having people. Yeah, grateful to have you here. Always great to have people, like-minded individuals on the show. So yeah, it'd be really interesting, first of all, just to ask you a little bit about, you've got two specialities. You like to help parents and teachers with kids with ADD, and you also like to help 40 plus year olds, high achievers as well. So what's really giving you the inspiration or drive to help these areas?
Yeah, it's I was driven from one niche to another, and I couldn't decide myself because I encounter more and more people 40 plus. They are really striving to do something better, to do something for their health, and also impacting their environment and their children and their co-workers, etc. And I found they are very intrigued about what I teach them about this brain health and neuroscience and how the brain works and how can you optimize the function to have a better life and healthier life and happier life and better thriving relationships. And I like this engagement, you know. I like this that they are taking the responsibilities and they are eager to learn. And that's my, I have background for, as a teacher. And when I see that something is willing to learn new, something good, that I am feeling also, well, let's do it. I want to give even more. And I think that the denominator of both of them is that they will impact the next generation that we so desperately need. And that is not, they have a difficult childhood, I would say, more difficult than I have because of all these technologies, all these screamings, all this distraction, all this pace. And if you can impact their parents, even though they are high achievers, or my second is the parents and teachers, they will impact their children and the future generation. And this is where I see my passion, you know, that spread it to the higher level, thinking that they will go down to the next generation and spread it out and care for our future and future of this planet as well, because with all these screens and gaming, etc., we are unfortunately creating also like a dumb generation with no creativity, with less empathy, more aggressivity. And this is not a good side for our future, for the children's future, for next generation, and for this planet. So we need really to take another approach. And if you can teach the adults how to do it, they can impact their generation, co-workers, next levels, the levels they were growing up, you know.
Oh wow, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, we've got a lot more. I know lots of people I speak to struggle with this, the screen distraction, and yeah, obviously kids coming into this, it's going to be a challenge, you know. Even more, I get obviously distracted by screens quite a lot. So yeah, I love what you're trying to do with like parents to help and teachers to help them ultimately like help the kids and create that like impact
Yeah, because they are the first caregivers, and it's very sad. I'm encountering like every week. I'm using train because in Switzerland we have oh my gosh, English. Structure in public transportation, and I see moms with kids like 6 months old really holding their cell phone in front of the face of the kids just to calming them down.
Oh,
And
wow.
they are 6 months old. It's nothing, and every time you do that, you stop the learning process. You stop the natural developing of your brain. And this is really something that damages the kid. And this is for me and for all the books I read about the neuroscience, especially one neuroscientist in Germany. This is really number one factor what creates this ADD and ADHD. Because you just start putting kids in front of the screen when they are 6 months old. This is terrible. This is just terrible. So where you should go? You shouldn't wait until the child is so-called has troubles or damage because he or she doesn't know how to handle their emotions, or they are aggressive, or they are hyperactive. So you shouldn't wait until they are 8, 9, 10, 15 years old because they are trying to take their lives from. You should start with the parents and teach them how to take care of their kids properly, that they don't. Well, they won't have this trouble later on, you know? That's what I want to do.
Yeah, so like proactively helping the later behavior individuals. You mentioned neuroscience there as well. Could you maybe give us a little bit of a definition of what neuroscience is for you?
For me, as learning about how the brain functions. Actually, what this has an impact on us as human beings, and how can we use this information to improve our lives and the lives around us, like other people around us, because we are not isolated in this world. Everything we do, everything we have has an impact also on other people and on the nature and everything around us. And the neuroscience is just... What I love about it, this is the brain is so complicated organ, and we know still so little. And I have the impression that every year we learn something new, and just the fact about the neuroplasticity that will till the 80s, we believe that once your brain is damaged, you can't do anything else with it. Long life. And actually learning about the neuroplasticity, you can do it at every age, do something about it. It's just fascinating. And use all these informations and the latest, how your brain actually function, what your brain needs, what is damaging your brain. So what you should avoid actually. And how can you use all this information? You can do something about it and have a better life. You feel better, you do better. You know it as you, if you think, so you feel. And if you feel better, you do better. You create a better better life for yourself and for the people around you and for the world at the end of this equation. And this is what creates your happiness. If you are happy in your mind, in your brain, then you are happy in your life. And you do happy stuff, so.
Yeah, love it. You quoted the poem, as I think, so I feel, as I feel, so I do, as I do, so I have. Love that. I'm thinking in a certain way. So thanks for defining neuroscience for us. I know not everyone's familiar with what it is, but yeah, it's certainly really important. I feel personally for me to look after my brain. Like like physical health, right? I always think it's important to look after my physical health. You know, going to the gym at 6:30, you know, get up at a quarter past 6:15 and then next door, so I'm all good, you know, go and work out or even do some stretching on lighter days. And I think it's important, but I notice, and we're talking about sort of Dr. Amen a little bit before we started, and he's an expert on brain health. Yeah. And yeah, I feel for me it's just as important, if not more important, as a health, your brain health, as well as your physical health.
Yes. And, you know, we have no struggle, or some people have no struggle to go to the gym because they want to build their muscles and they want to look good, because you can, every time you look yourself in the mirror, you see yourself and you see what you want to improve. But with the brain, it's more difficult because the brain is invisible. You don't see if it is doing okay or if it is struggling. You don't see it.
That's a good point.
You don't. You know, every time I speak to people about this brain health, and I love Dr. Amen's stuff. I teach lots of his stuff as well. They are just wondering, and they are just, why don't we learn about it at school? Why don't teachers learn about this at the pedagogic faculty at the university? Because they don't know nothing. Like, I have the impression nobody knows anything. Before I met Dr. Amen, I didn't know either, you know, taking care of my brain health. And I suffered. I was actually misdiagnosed with a depression, and I changed several psychiatrists, and every one of them wanted to put me on the antidepressants. And I said, no, there must be something wrong with my brain. You know, I was, every morning when I took shower, I deliberately just hit my head against the wall. It's just to stop this pain, this thinking. I was overthinking everything, and I was feeling really bad. And I was, there's something wrong with my brain. And nobody wanted to listen to me. And I had just this strong impression. And everybody told me, you have to love yourself. You have to feel the self-worth, etc., because this is the foundation for us, as we are on the podcast for the self-confidence. For me, the self-love and self-worthiness is the foundation for the confidence and self-esteem, because if you start build a house by the first floor, it will crumble. As if you don't have a solid foundation, it will crumble. And for me, the self-love support is solid foundation for the confidence and self-esteem. And that was really nice. Everybody told me how to do it, but it didn't create really lasting changes. You know, I felt good after the meeting, and in 3, 4, 5 days, I went back on my old self. And Dr. Amen teaches about 4 circles, that if you want to take care of your brain and really improve your health, you should do it in 4 circles. The biological, the psychological, social, and spiritual circle. And what we often forget is this biological circle. And as soon as I learned about Dr. Amen's stuff, I took this brain health assessment, and I understood also why I'm feeling that way, that my brain, I had suddenly also answers that I wasn't crazy about thinking that something wrong is with my brain, because I had a heavy car accident and I lost consciousness. I broke even my spine, and my prefrontal cortex was really, really damaged. And it's no wonder that I had these problems I had. But they wanted to treat it with antidepressants, and I didn't want to. Luckily, I didn't take it. And as soon as I realized the history and where the problem is, I could take a better care of my health. And it started to improving pretty rapidly. And I was like, wow, this is, you know, I did the psychological and social and spiritual circle as well, because it's important to do all these exercises. But I took care also the biological circle, really the biological functioning, the mechanics of your brain. And this is for me also fundamental, because you can go to the seminars and hearing the teaching about your self-love, but if you don't really feel it, or if you, it's very hard to implement it, and it can, your old self can just hunt you back when you have a bad day, you know. And if you take care also the biological circle of your brain, you know, you adjust you just take more, you just drink more water, you adjust your food, you take some supplements, you do some neurofeedback. It impacts really the functioning, the mechanical functioning of your brain, and all these exercises you are doing in the and mental exercises, psychological exercises, etc. It is easier, and it is quicker, and it creates more lasting changes, quicker changes. And you see it works. And when you see it works, you have this drive, this motivation to continue to do more.
I love what you said there about really trying to get into like the cause and the root, not just like take some kind of like pill that, you know, you are being asked to, which may, you know, reduce, if it even did, like very short term, but actually going into, oh, you know, you need to look at the brain. Because I think one of my kind of like observations is some people are just like, can just like really go out and perform. But I feel like we've all got different brains and different needs and that. So it's really good to kind of share what you did in terms of your perspective and really taking care of it. So yeah, for the biological one, how did you discover what you needed for your brain biologically? Was it the assessment?
I took the brain health assessment. My goal is to really do the brain scan. Here in Switzerland, it's not possible, so I
find
another way. But even though I took the and I take it regularly, and I see the improvement, you know, I started, because when I took the brain health assignment, it wasn't only one area of your brain. There are these tests take five principal areas in your brain: the prefrontal cortex, the basal ganglia, the anterior cingulatus, the temporal lobe, and limbic system.
Yeah.
And I had several problems, you know, in several areas, because I had also a cancer. So with this chemotherapy and radiotherapy, where my brain was really radiated very highly, it damages my brain pretty roughly, or pretty badly. So I started with one area, you know, and then I took the, when I saw the improvement, I took the test again, and I saw, wow, that I have no struggle at all in this area, so I can shift to another one. So I take it, even the last one I took was just like last week. And again, I saw how much I improved. And I have this results. You see, you are very good at sailings and marketings, and you know that what you can't measure, you can't manage, right? And this is some kind of measurement tool where you can go, okay, I do this now. I see where the problems is. I take care of it. I take all the exercises, all the precaution, or everything I need to do. And you retake the test like in 6 months later, and you see the improvement. I say, okay, it really works. And you see also, you are feeling these feelings. You are, sometimes when we are in our struggles, we have, and suddenly we are feeling good. Sometimes we have this self-talk like, this is exceptional. This is not really real. I'm feeling good. It's strange, or you know, and when you have this kind of proof, you are more likely to believe, okay, I have improved and I am feeling better. And it's no, there is a reason I'm feeling so much better, and that I have the proof. And it gives you, as I said before, it gives you this drive to continue. It gives you this motivation to continue and to spread it out, to share it with other people. Because it is like, for you, it is a wow effect, you know? It is this aha moments. They just empile one on another. And this is really beautiful.
I love that, using the foundation as the brain, though, like ultimately, and then being able to pile up on that. Sounds like you've done a lot of work into yourself as well, and like discovering it and what you've needed and being able to do that. So yeah, when you're supporting someone, do you use a combination of like different neuroscience techniques, the brain health, some of the neuroencoding all together?
Yes, I do all the combination. Exactly. I start with the brain health assessment with the people. And I take, actually, I have 6-month coaching programs. I do not take clients just for one session, because I know this is you can't really achieve lasting changes in one session.
Yeah.
And so this is 6-month programs. And with my clients, I already, like at the end of the 5th month, they are going so good. I just told them, I don't know what to talk about. I'm feeling so good. Actually, we can end right now. So I'm using the brain health assessment to really address all 4 cycles. And every time I'm asking about the improvement, how did the exercises do, I'm using the PNL we learn in the neuroencoding. I use the neuroencoding methods, and I use I spoke German today. Dr. Stephen Cohen stuff. I'm very grateful and honored now to be in connection with him and receiving his agreement to use and teach his work. And when I'm working with parents with ADHD kids, so I'm using also HESS methods based on Chinese medicine, about these 5 elements, fire, earth, water, gold or metal, and wood. And this is very powerful as well. So I'm an eager learner as well. So everything new I learn and I can use, I use it, and I take the exercises and I try it, and I have improvements. I make it my own as well, because I suddenly, you know, when I'm coaching, I'm also very intuitive. So when I see someone needs something special, or I need to change the exercise we learn and change it, and then I see the results, so I change the exercise that I see has more impact on the people. So as everybody is different, everybody is unique, every time I use an exercise, I adapt it to the people I have in front of me. So I'm using everything I learn.
I love it.
First on myself and then on the others.
Use on yourself and then others. Yeah, I love that. Like being an example of what you're teaching and helping people with, going for it yourself. I like what you said, though, that you're using not just the brain health stuff, but that's the foundation. And then you're using a combination of the neuroscience and then Dr. Stephen Cohen.
Yes.
Is he the metal, the fire, the wood kind of personality?
Yes.
Yeah, that I remember him. His work.
The book Fire Child, Water Child. So everybody who has ADD, ADHD, even as an adult, you don't need to have kids with these symptoms at home. Even as adult, I would really recommend to read this book. It is like mind-opening.
Oh, wow. Nice. Some good work out there, but love what you're doing, sort of like mixing up. So yeah, Jana, I want to ask you before we sort of like start wrapping things up, if you were to give us your number one confidence tip, what would it be today? Maybe it's something you've said today and you want to reiterate it. Maybe it's something different.
At first, as I said, for confidence, to have a confidence, you have to have a good foundation. And this is the self-love and self-worth. Mm. Because as I spoke from, this is the foundation. If you start to build a house with the first floor with the confidence, every time you get criticized or rejected, your house may just crumble and go down. So I would just really encourage people to learn how to love yourself with all your flaws and imperfections, and how you value yourself. Even just you can make a list and write down what are actually your values, and a big part is a celebration for your achievements, no matter how small they are. And a big shift would help me. I get this exercise from a very good friend, and our colleague, Noreen Coding colleague. And it really, really shifted a lot my energy, and is to even schedule, like take 10 days and schedule on your cell phone to praise yourself every 30 minutes. You know, even if you have the impression you don't have anything to praise yourself, so find it, look it for it. You'll train your brain, and even if you like drink a water, just praise yourself for that. You know, just set up an alarm in every 30 minutes and just praise yourself and train your brain to look for this praising, because as you know, as you do it, your brain will continues to search for it, even if you stop doing the exercise. You will train your brain to praise yourself for even small achievements, and then you build also a good foundation for self-love and confidence.
Love that one. Yeah, the brain's unconsciously still keeps looking for things when you stop. It's something easily forgotten, but it's simple but easily forgotten and avoided. I think that's a great point to kind of leave us with. But yeah, just before we wrap things up, where can the listener find more about you or find more of your work, Jana?
Yeah, I have social media. I have to admit I'm not that active now on the social media. But I have my website, janaantony.com, Antony with no H in it, just A-N-T-O-N-E. No H, no E, just simply Antony, janaantony.com.
I love that. Yeah, be sure to link that below. So you've got some amazing work you're doing. So I want to make sure the listener can find you and then, get in touch. So awesome, Jana. So appreciate you coming on and sharing everything in your stories and experience today. So thank you.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity to share it.
Of course. So that concludes our episode for today. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.